The new edition of Ducks Illustrated is out. Great picture on the front of the former Marist star, Eugene's Lauren Burke, who hit two pinch home runs as the Ducks took care of business without giving up a run and prepare for this weekend's Super Regionals against Kentucky. Welcome in the man who wears many a hat for Ducks Illustrated, from publisher to writer, photography, and all that good stuff. Jerry Thompson joins us. JT, how's it going?
Going great. Sun's shining.
Yeah, it's finally looks like spring is at least considering hanging around. This softball team is on a ridiculous run where if they were able to take care of Kentucky this weekend, that'd be four trips to the World Series. The picture you have on the cover of the magazine is awesome. But you know, you talk to some of the athletes specifically over the course of in between publications, and if you look at the position of catcher and what she's meant to this program, and I know you're a big Gwen Sebeckis fan.
Who isn't a big Gwen Sebeckis? I'm trying to figure out her stats. You know, she's a slugging percentage, 638 or something like that, and 16 home runs. She's playing in the major leagues under those stats. She probably have about 50 home runs. So she's not doing too shabby. And, she didn't do too well against Albany and Drake, but I think Kentucky's got a left-hander, right?
I believe so. The thing
that
with them
be,
is, yeah,
that Gwen should be breakout on that. I mean, she came all the way from Davie, Florida, near Miami, and she said when she got off the plane, she just knew this was going to be her spot. And her mother said, "Why aren't you going to look at got to look at these other schools?" And nope, this is it. So that's kind of funny how that works for some people. They just know where they're supposed to be, and pun intended, there's no place like home. That's the cover of our magazine, and that goes for Lauren Burke.
Right.
Also goes for the Oregon team that gets to play at home, and also Gwen Sebeckis has made a home here. And she's our, well, as Mike White said, she's the funny one, the one who keeps it light and everybody on an upbeat. And she's also like a second coach on the field. She calls some of it. Sometimes she calls some of the pitches, which is one of the questions I ask her. Full profile here of Gwen Sebeckis. And we got to mention Bi-Mart Dairy Mart is where people can get the magazine.
Oh, yeah. I eventually would have gotten around to that.
Like, oh, I know.
I said, I may be napping a bit. But, for people who don't remember, and, when recruiting is happening, it's usually very much in the now. But, I mean, she was one of the top recruits in the country. And like you said, with her resume, she could have probably picked and choose, but it's amazing that she literally decided to go diagonally across the country here.
Yeah, and then she had to sit behind Janelle Linval, who she learned a lot from and is her favorite O-Duck, as we call them, because there's no ex or former Ducks. But she had to, play behind her and be patient, and that's not easy either, but it's paid off for her. She's very happy with her decision. She wouldn't change anything about it. And anyway, it's a very win-win situation for Gwen. Just hope she has a great weekend this weekend and, knocks one out. That would be great to see. I'm going in about an hour to the game, of course.
Yeah, and another thing, just this team in general. I mean, first of all, you want to talk about getting your team ready for a tough conference season. I mean, the non-conference they played would be like if the football team played like Ohio State, Florida State, and Oklahoma. I mean, it seems like aside from Florida, they played everybody else. And, we've been watching these teams compete and make it all the way to OKC. But do you get a sense maybe, I don't know if it's the pitching, if it's a good mix of youth and vets, that there's a little something different about this team?
Yeah, this could be the team of destiny. I mean, they've been knocking on the door, but the fact they beat Oklahoma here and beat them pretty handily, the team that they lost to last year, gives them Oregon confidence. But, boy, it's just how baseball and softball are. It's pitcher's on and the hitting's not quite there, you're going to lose. You know, you got to be on every game. So, but they have a great balance with Kleist and with Elish. I kind of think they need a left-hander, though. It might be a little helpful, but hopefully they won't need any of that. I mean, Kleist came one out away from a perfect game.
Right.
So I don't think anybody's been announced, but I would be surprised if she doesn't start against Kentucky. But, you know, it's hard to say. All these teams are so tough. I mean, I looked at Arizona State playing, and I mean, all these packed UCLA's tough. They're just all tough, so... But somebody's got to win, and Oregon is number one and has as good a chance as anybody. A lot of balance with the power hitting and the small ball. They got everything. So,
no,
just hope it's this year.
Yeah, this very well could be the year. Continue with Jerry Thompson of Ducks Illustrated. A quick thought on the decision was made that even though they're in the midst of, I think it's still only losing season since they first brought it back and had that first season. If I mentioned it earlier, if I were heavily involved in the Oregon baseball program, I'd be a little concerned about attendance. But, you know, you talk to a lot of people around the program, people you've known for a lot of years who follow Oregon athletics. Are you sensing any sense of surprise that they decided to, honor the last year of Coach Horton's deal?
Yes, I do feel there's a surprise. I thought... And everybody, I think everybody says the same thing. And Austin Meek's article, the last couple of articles have been very good, I thought, really said it all, is that George Horton's a great guy, and we all pulled for him. But I just go back to the words that AD Rob Mullen said about when Mark Helfrich was let go, was trajectory. And the trajectory is definitely not going well for Oregon baseball. So I was, for that reason, I was surprised, and he is getting paid fairly well, too. So, softball is really kind of showing up baseball right now, and not that they were competing against each other, but,
sure.
You know, there's triple to four times the attendance, and the really telling thing is sometimes I don't get to the game right on time shooting, the game, the Oregon baseball games, and I was walking in about second or third inning, and the big roar happened. Well, we were playing Oregon State. I knew that Oregon State had done something well that Oregon hadn't.
Wow.
Because Oregon State, a game here against Oregon State is like a home game for Oregon State.
Wow.
And so that's a very telling. I mean, there's definitely more people there. There were more, there's more volume. And so as Austin may point out in Register Guard, it's a little bit of the apathy, you'd rather be a little upset about the team, but when it gets about people don't seem to care, then that's really a bad sign. So anyway, that was a little longer than what you wanted to hear, but I am surprised because of recruiting and in the future. I think, it's going to be kind of a lame duck situation possibly, unless they can really turn around. And everybody's rooting for George Horton. We like him, and
yep.
I hope he does well and can turn it around. He says he's going to change some few things, so I hope it all works out that way, and he goes out on a high note rather than a low note, because he's a great guy.
No, he's the easiest guy in the world to back and root for, no question about it. Now,
yeah.
Somebody, another program that doesn't seem to have much trouble is the Men of Oregon track team. 12 in a row, and article you wrote, when you put that final tally, you realize the level of dominance. I mean, when the distance between first and second is the biggest stretch of pretty much anything from second to third, third and fourth, on and on and on and on. I mean, at a certain point with a streak like this, it almost sounds like something you make up for a story you're going to write or a movie. And what impresses me the most is it's this conference which traditionally excels at the Olympic sports like track and field.
Right, and it's like you said, the word dominance. A 49-point win over Stanford. And the big reason is that Robert Johnson is able to recruit sprinters. Not just women, it was the women, but a couple of them left early, which kind of hurt. Or the women probably would have won this year, too. But the men, just Cravon Gillespie and Marcus Simpson, and then you got Simpson jumping 27 feet and then long jump, beating Lattenberry's 30-year-old record. But now you got sprints, and then we're still strong in the middle distance. So that's why the domination is happening, because we now have a very competitive sprint team where Gillespie and Simpson go 1-2 in the 100. Gillespie gets second in the 200. And then we've got five guys who can run under 4 minutes in the mile indoors. Sam Prekel, the feature on, he had his first Pac-12 victory in the 1500, which is, a little shorter than a mile, but he would look really well, came back and got third in the 800, which is hard to do in an hour rest. So, and the cupboards aren't bare. I mean, we're only losing two or three guys, and the guys that were coming in are elite type athletes. So I don't see any break. I think number 13 isn't going to be unlucky. I think it's going to be a lucky number 13 next year. But it was fun to watch. I went down to Stanford on the farm there and watched the meet and took pictures. And it was exciting to see the Ducks come through.
Yeah, and I know you did a special feature with Sam, who his career is now winding down. Another one who came to Oregon from a different part of the country, from Ohio. So you had a chance to talk with him. What were some of the impressions you came away with?
Well, I asked him what his favorite class was at Oregon, and he said neuroscience. It gives you some kind of idea. He's probably going to be a doctor after his track days are over. Robert Johnson, I said, what's cool about Sam Prekel, head coach Robert Johnson? He said he's a nerd. But he meant that in a positive way. He said he's a cool dude, but he's a nerd. So Sam is a big basketball fan. But he's even from Ohio. It must be geographic that I didn't look on the map for. He's an Indiana Pacers fan and the Indianapolis Colts, and Peyton Manning was his favorite player growing up. So go figure. It wasn't Cleveland or Cincinnati. It was Indiana. But he's a great, great guy. I'm just glad he came through with his first Pac-12 victory his senior year. That's our senior spotlight. But guys, those guys are just incredible how, they take off running. And it's faster than you and I could have sprinted in our prime. And they're running a mile. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to get into what I could do in my prime against these actual athletes. But
I'm talking for 30 yards or so.
Okay. A great first step.
Yeah.
Also in the magazine, I chime in talking about Aaron Wise and the softball team. And close with this, a very interesting segment called Comings and Goings, which, man, when you look around the various programs from football to women's basketball, and it's not really an Oregon thing. It just seems like players who don't find their situation initially ideal decide, well, I gave it a shot. Now I'm going elsewhere.
And elsewhere for Oregon's been great because they've had a few little holes to fill, and they look like they've done a great job filling them with these are all graduate transfers, and that's the big kind of rule change that's made all this happen. Is the big one is Dallas Womack, starting guard, or at least a player who's played a lot at Alabama, wants to go back with his old coach, head coach now, Mario Cristobal. So he's going to be right in the thick of playing right guard for the Ducks right away this year. That's a huge get. Plus Hines, the wide receiver from Wake Forest, who had a great year last year. It's just they're really adding. They're filling in the holes, and they had a little bit of lack of depth at tight end. They got Dylan from South Florida. You might kind of heard of that team before. He used to play for Willie Taggart. So they're really doing a great job there. But then, on the other side, you got the women's basketball team gets almost to the Final Four, and they got some more elite players coming in. Four has already left, four players that were highly recruited. So it's kind of a bittersweet thing. Success does change things a little bit, but we wish the best for Mallory McGuire and Ina and Sierra, and we got one more, Annalee Maley, who's going to TCU. Well, I was kind of surprised. I thought she really had a great upside here, but anyway, it's the way it goes. You win some, you lose some, but And we got, of course, Patrick Herbert coming in and Hugh Millens. At least these are high school verbals.
Right.
Which have some pretty good pedigrees there. Patrick Herbert, Cale Millen, Hugh Millen's son. And I'm sure you're happy that a Husky is kind of duck.
Yeah. All right. And in closing, again, the new issue of Ducks Illustrated, available, as they say. Let the folks know where they can get it.
Free of charge at your local Dairy Marks and Buy Marks and Duck stores.
All right. Good stuff, JT. Always appreciate the time. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll catch up soon.
Quack, quack. Go Ducks.
All right. Take it easy.